It is silly season in the NFL. Not much is actually going on, but it's the NFL, so there's always something to talk about. I'm going to throw some weird questions at John Krasinski and hope his answers are equally weird here on the Viking Update Show, part of TalkNorth.com. I'm going to have some fun with Kirk Cousins and the state of NFL quarterbacking right now. John, let me throw some either-or questions at you. Some of them are going to be easy. Some of them might not be. Who would you rather have as starting quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings right now, Kirk Cousins or Baker Mayfield?
I would take Kirk Cousins. I mean, I think, you know, we've seen Mayfield have a little bit more success in the playoffs. I think that shoulder injury really helped it held him back a little bit last year. And so I think some of the evaluation of him is a little bit unfair, but I think that Kirk Cousins is just much more reliable. We've seen Mayfield have some highs and also some lows as well that are much lower than anything Cousins has had to deal with. So I wouldn't mind Baker Mayfield as a backup here, you know, as that option. And hey, if Kirk Cousins either falters or gets injured, and then you can go to a guy like Mayfield and maybe you catch lightning in a bottle with him. Yes. But if you're asking for starting week one against the Packers and who I think gives the Vikings the best chance to win all season long, I go with Cousins.
I agree with you. And you you hinted at a future topic, which is should the Vikings be trying to make Baker Mayfield their backup? Next one. Would you rather have Kirk Cousins or Matt Stafford?
Stafford, for sure. I just think that he is... He's proven to be, you know, obviously he went through all the things he went through in Detroit, but to win last year, he's just proven to be a more of a, I think, a leader, like a guy that the whole offense rallies around. Certainly that has all of the tools that Kirk Cousins has and maybe a little bit more of the guts to make big throws and trust his talent a little bit more. And so, I think it's Stafford in a fairly sizable margin between the two of them.
Not surprisingly, I agree with you on both so far. Kirk Cousins or Carson Wentz?
Oh man, like it's funny because I think they're polarizing for similar reasons, but like different reasons as well. And I'll try to explain that. They both seem to have sort of personality quirks that make it a little bit hard sometimes for guys to totally buy into them. I think that Kirk is more of just kind of a goofy dude. I think he is just a little bit different in that way. And I don't think by any means he's a bad guy or anything like that. But he's just, his makeup is a little different. And, you know, he drives a minivan and he's, you know, he's kind of corny and there's all of these things that you don't necessarily usually associate with starting NFL quarterback, the glamour position. He's very unglamorous. Whereas I think from what you hear about Carson Wentz, he's a little too the other way. He's a little too much into the glamour, into the status, into being his own corporation and kind of carrying himself that way. And he turns a lot of teammates off because of that. And so given that I would rather have someone who is not an asshole versus someone who may be an asshole, and also Kirk Cousins stays very healthy and Wentz is in and out of the lineups sometimes, I'm gonna go with Cousins just as the more likable goofball, whereas Wentz, I think, seems to be more of like the, man, this guy is wearing me out goofball and not inspiring any kind of confidence that way.
You're 3 for 3. Mayfield is not as good a passer as Cousins. It's that simple. He has some attributes that you kind of like, but I don't trust him as much as Cousins running an offense. Stafford is he's a champion. He's proven himself. Wentz, I don't want to be anywhere. I don't want Wentz anywhere near my frame. I have my misgivings about Cousins, but I think Wentz can destroy your franchise. I think he's a bad guy to have around. Now, Cousins or Tua?
I'm going to say Cousins. I'm going to go with the talent here. I really do believe that Tua, who is kind of like, I'm putting Tua in like the Teddy Bridgewater camp where it seems like he's a guy that people really respond to, that they really like him in the locker room. He's a good natural leader. You want to follow him into battle, all those cliches and everything like that. But like Teddy, I think he has to crow hop to get, you know, to get a heave at the end of the half, you know, more than 40 yards down the field. And, you know, especially with a speedster like Tyreek Hill, I would, like, let's say you flip-flopped both of them, like, you never have to worry about Justin Jefferson outrunning a Kirk Cousins pass and, like, having to hold up. Like, Cousins will get it out there to him if he's open down the field. He may overshoot him, but he's not going to really, like, be inaccurate and underthrow and he can't get it there. Like, Tua, I don't think physically is going to be able to get it down the field to Tyreek Hill some of these times. And so, as much as I admire, you know, kind of hit the makeup and what he accomplished at Alabama and all of those things, I think you have to game plan for Tua as an offensive coordinator with a much smaller package of available plays and kind of get some gimmicks going to get him into the right spots versus Cousins, who can make all of the throws and just has, you know, all of the physical attributes, the size, the arm strength, and all of that, that Tua doesn't have. And Tua, unlike Kyler Murray, is not explosive enough as a runner for me to offset some of the other physical limitations that he has.
This is getting boring. I once again agree with you. I would say this. Tua, for the first time, I think he's going to be in an offense that really can be innovative in running the ball, can give him a good running game, and now has multiple really good receivers who can get deep and at least stretch the field. Whether or not he can hit them is another thing. So I would be very happy to reassess in a year or even in 6 months. At the moment, I think you'd have to go with the fact that Cousins is just a more efficient passer.
Yeah, he's just more, as unproven as he is sort of in big spots, he's certainly more proven than Tua is. And I'm kind of also looking at this exercise, Jim, through the Vikings lens of a team that wants to compete in 2022, right? That wants to win a bunch of games. Now, if you want to say, hey, who would you like over the next 5 years to develop and see, you know, see who they can grow? Maybe Tua closes the gap there, just in terms of a guy who, like you said, maybe you find the right offense coordinator, you get the right system around him, you get talent at the receiver and at the running back positions, and, you know, block it up in front of him very well. And then maybe in 3 years, maybe he is a little bit better and maybe he does have a little bit of an edge. But in terms of a guy that you can have on your roster to win games right now for a team that wants to get to the playoffs this year and do some damage in the playoffs, I just don't think it's much of a debate there.
I have a few more to throw at you. We do want to thank our sponsors, Star Bank and TSR Injury Law, 612 TSR Time. Thank our sponsor, our producer, Brandon Morton. Let you know that you can find all kinds of outdoor content, variety content, and, of course, sports content at TalkNorth.com. We've added Dave Lee, Mike Grimm, Nate Prosser with the Pross Box. We now have 4 hockey shows. We also have 2 NFL shows, this, the Viking Update Show, and Jeff Diamond's Vikings and NFL Insider. Thanks for listening. We do appreciate it. You can follow us on Twitter at TalkNorthPod to see the shows that are released. You can go to the website and see the shows and the archives. We recommend subscribing to your favorite podcast app. It's free. It's easy. And if you'd like to sponsor this show anytime between now and the beginning of the NFL season, reach out to Karen Cleary, KCLEARY, at TalkNorth.com. All right, next on my list is Cousins or Kyler Murray.
I'm going to say Kyler Murray in terms of upside. I think that Cousins is, I would say, is more reliable as a guy that you can have for 16, 17 games and you can feel pretty good about. He's going to be your starting quarterback on most weeks, where I think Kyler Murray is not. The way that he plays makes him more susceptible to A, injuries, and B, kind of reduced production down the stretch of a season and getting worn out. I would say getting beat up, not injured maybe, but just beat up and hitting a wall. But I just think that the upside the ability to create headaches the way that he does. And when he is rolling the right way, I think he is a much more difficult player to defend because he can do so many things and because he has it in terms of the competitiveness, in terms of the risk taking, in terms of the I'm going to do whatever I can to beat you type of mentality. So I think the Cousins sort of baseline is more reliable, but the booms that Kyler Murray can provide along with the busts of injuries and stuff, I think is high enough to make me say, I'm going to go with the little guy instead of the more prototypical drop back passer and go try and win games. And then, hey, I better, you know, getting back to the initial thing, I better invest in a backup quarterback more than Sean Mannion and Kellen Mond just in case Murray gets hurt. But I just think that the highs are too high for me to turn that down over Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, that's the way I feel. I mean, Cousins is probably the safer bet for all the reasons. And Cousins is very durable. Let's give him that. Mm-hmm. And he'll run a conventional NFL offense efficiently. I just, you know, who has the better chance of being an NFL Super Bowl MVP? I would have to say Kyler Murray.
All right, yeah, I got a couple. Go ahead. More, Jim. Just one more on that, Jim. I do think, like, if you want to make the argument for Cousins, I do think it's a viable one to say, hey, Kyler Murray has usually started out the season like gangbusters the last couple of years, and he hits that wall week 13, 14, 15. And then you see the Cardinals by association kind of lose their steam as well. Some of that is when Hopkins gets hurt and other things too, but Murray does seem to wear down as a season goes on. And so there is something to be said for Kirk Cousins' availability and him being able to sustain his level of production throughout an entire season that Kyler Murray has sometimes shown that he's been unable to do. And so I would hear that argument if we want to kind of get off of the, you know, kind of the agreements that we're all having here.
No doubt about it. I got a few more names to throw at John, a couple other topics we want to get to. Do want to thank our sponsors, starting with Star Bank. Big banks aren't the only ones with mobile apps and convenient financial services. I'd like to tell you about Star Bank. Star Bank is an independent community bank in Minnesota. They're family-owned and treat customer relationships as a top priority. You're not a customer number at Star Bank, and they have no call center. It's just banking how it should be, a throwback to the good days. Mobile app, check. Convenient services, you got it. Check out Star Bank for yourself. For deposits and lending solutions, work with the local community bank that cares. Starbank.net, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Also, we'd like to thank TSR Injury Law, sponsor of many shows across our platform. 612 TSR Time. John recently and I recently did the John Krasinski show, our NBA show at TalkNorth.com. At their offices. They're beautiful. They're big. They're spacious. I'm guessing they're very expensive. They can afford it because they win cases. If you need somebody to win your case, you want TSR Injury Law. We hope you don't get injured, but if you do, call the people who won't charge you unless they win your case and who are most likely to win your case. 612 TSR Time. All right, next on my silly list, Jimmy Garoppolo or Kirk Cousins.
Whoo, that's a, here we go now. Oh boy. I mean, Garoppolo has one more. I think in general, he's had probably better teams around him. And anytime that I see a game like we saw when the Vikings played the 49ers in the playoffs and Garoppolo like barely threw the ball at all and they're run, that gives me pause when I say who do you want here? There also has been long rumored infatuation from Kyle Shanahan about Cousins, and maybe, you know, maybe they would move off of Garoppolo and try to get Cousins. Obviously that never happened, so I'm gonna go with Cousins because I just think that there is a certain ceiling, or there's only so far I'll go with some of these guys who are quote unquote just winners. Now I think Garoppolo is obviously a much better quarterback than Tim Tebow, but you heard kind of the same thing about Tebow is, oh, he just wins games. Well, he wasn't a very good quarterback, but maybe he got lucky with things. I think Garoppolo is better than that and isn't just about being lucky, but there are clear limitations to him that that prompt his coaches to take the ball out of his hands in big spots. And I think that because of that, I'm going to go Cousins and hope that the arm talent and the, you know, I don't know about decision making, but just the overall package is a little bit more and you can do a little bit more with him in big spots.
I think it's really close. I would lean toward Garoppolo because I think he has more leadership characteristics. Talking to people around the league, it sounds like Garoppolo he can rally a team. And the 49ers have been very good at running the ball, but they haven't had anybody like Dalvin Cook. And, you know, Deebo Samuel is a great tool to have because he can do a little bit of everything for you. It's close. Cousins, I trust to be a little more accurate. I would just go with the guy who I think can rally my team, and that's Garoppolo. I don't feel good about picking one or the other, though. I think this is really close.
Well, yeah. Hey, let's turn this into first take. Call me an idiot. You take Garoppolo and say it's totally obvious, and I'm a moron. And you know that we'll get some good listener ratings that way.
John, you're an idiot just for doing the show for with me. So I mean, you know, that's always just implied because that's you're on the show.
No doubt. Absolutely.
All right. I got a few more to throw at John. Cousins or Derek Carr?
I think it's Derek Carr. That is a case where maybe there's Cousins might have just a tiny edge in terms of arm talent. But when you just watch Derek Carr lead a team, this is more than Garoppolo leading a team. This is a guy that has a complete sort of finger on the pulse of the Oakland Raiders or the Las Vegas Raiders. Like, he is a guy who, when he's in press conferences, you see why they rally around him. He has been through a lot as a player, so I think he has sort of a substance to him that guys rally around. Plus, I think he's a really good quarterback, and I think he can really throw the ball. And anytime the best receiver in the NFL picks this quarterback over Aaron Rodgers, I'm taking Derek Carr, because Devontae Adams wasn't trying to force his way to Minnesota. He was trying to force his way to the Raiders. He has a long history with Derek Carr and all of that, and he's going to get a long-term deal and things. But that, I think, says a lot about Carr's abilities, his reputation, his leadership, all of the things that Cousins falls a little short at, even though Carr has yet to have, you know, any real major success in the NFL, much like Kirk Cousins has. They're similar in terms of accomplishments on the field, but I think just otherwise, total package, I think Carr is pretty significantly ahead of Cousins with everything else that you have to bring to the table as a quarterback.
Once again, we agree. This is getting frustrating. All right, how about Cousins or Tannehill?
Man, see, Tannehill's more in the Garoppolo category to me. Yep. Of quarterbacks, and maybe another leader type. I'll take Cousins over Tannehill again because of the talent. But I think that, you know, I would not blame you or anyone else for disagreeing with me and saying, well, wait a minute now, you know, Ryan Tannehill he was not MVP, right? He was in the MVP conversation though, a couple years ago, and takes a team. What the thing that I really do like about Tannehill, now I might change my mind. I might take Tannehill just because he does seem like a quarterback who makes people around him better and play up a level. You obviously had Derrick Henry, Brown, and some of his receivers are really good, but like, I feel like the Titans overachieved with Ryan Tannehill at quarterback. And I don't think that the Vikings have ever overachieved with Kirk Cousins at quarterback. And so maybe I might lean toward Tannehill there.
And just to break down the skills, once again, we can talk about Cousins as an efficient quarterback. Tannehill does push the ball downfield, yes, and Tannehill can run like a maniac. And his ability to run really helps them in the red zone, helps with their running game, creates some easy throws for him, creates some easy yards. So I don't know. I have real trouble picking between the two. and I'm not real comfortable saying this, but I think I would take Tannehill just because I think he can do more things with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's it. I think that's fair. I think he is definitely on that tier that Cousins sits, you know, certainly below the elite guys, maybe above some of the more mediocre players. And then I think when you get into that tier, it's kind of eye of the beholder. It's, you know, it's kind of take your pick. But I can see, yeah, I can see Tannehill. I can also see people saying Kirk Cousins, just because I think he's more accurate, certainly, than Tannehill is, and maybe just more consistent in his production than Tannehill is. But yes, I think Tannehill is definitely more multifaceted than Cousins is.
Next week, we are going to talk about whether Baker Mayfield could possibly be a Vikings backup, whether that would be even something you would want to see. We're going to talk about the Vikings' most important sleepers. I have a list that I'm interested in. I'm going to see what John's list is anything like mine. Will the offense actually look different to the naked eye? Will Patrick Mahomes be better without Tyreek Hill? I'm going to ask John whether he's more bullish on the Timberwolves or the Vikings right now, two teams he covers. And we're going to give out the worst former Viking award. I know who my pick for that is as well. I might even ask John if he's a Top Gun guy. For today, I got two more quarterbacks I want to ask you about, John. Cousins or Matt Ryan?
This is a good one. They feel similar to me in terms of, they both seem like kind of milquetoast dudes, like vanilla ice cream cones in terms of leaders. Like, you look at them and they kind of, they say all the cliches and all these things. I think Matt Ryan is probably a little more accomplished. He's been to a Super Bowl. He's had some really, really super productive years with Atlanta. Now, you, if you read anything about what the Colts are experiencing, like going from Carson Wentz to Matt Ryan is just an enormous upgrade and a change in just professionalism and all of those things. But I'm going to take Cousins at this stage of his career over Matt Ryan. I'll kind of walk out on that limb. I still think that Cousins is at his physical peak, whereas I think Matt Ryan might be on the downslope. So I'll take Cousins.
If they were both at a similar junction of their career, I would take Ryan. From what I know, I think he's a great leader. He's a really admirable guy, a good guy to have in your locker room. I think Cousins is a little weird. So if they were anywhere close to the same age, I would take Ryan. At this stage of their careers, I think you have to take Cousins, unless you're just hoping that, like, Ryan has one more good year, which might be what the Colts are hoping here. All right, last one. Thanks again for listening to TalkNorth.com. Support TSR Injury Law and Star Bank. And thanks for supporting the network. We do appreciate it. Okay, here's one that might hurt your brain. Kirk Cousins or Jalen Hurts?
Ooh, good. I thought you were going to say Dak Prescott, which is another one that I think
About asking about Dak, but you know what? We'll do both.
Okay. First on Dak. I think Dak is Kirk Cousins. And so I think that they are the same person. It's just that Dak has the star on his helmet and he gets a little more shine because of the Cowboys fan base that is completely irrational and the national media that pays too much attention to a team that is always overhyped and always underdelivers. So I think I'm going to say that that's a push, because I think they are the exact same person, even if you might not say that just thinking Dak Prescott. But I think he bathes in a sheen from the Cowboys that is undeserved.
I agree with you. I just think Dak is more talented than Kirk. He can make more kinds of plays in more different ways. And I could see, I think Cousins is who he is. I could see Prescott breaking through at some point and making something really happen. He hasn't done it yet, which makes him a lot like Cousins. I still would take Prescott. And once again, if you're looking for a tiebreaker, I'll take the guy who can run around and make a play, and Dak can do that. Hurts. Cousins or Hurts?
Hurts is a good one. I think that Hurts's upside might be a little bit higher than Cousins in terms of, again, another guy who can do multiple things, who can run around, also make plays down the field. I just don't think that he is in Cousins' league as a passer. And so I'm going to take Cousins, even though that Hurts is younger. Maybe, again, I think Hurts is, I like Hurts more than Tua, which is kind of ironic given how everything shook out there in Alabama. But like, I like Hurts more than Tua as a long-term prospect in this, in the NFL. And if we were taking it for the next 5 years, I might take Hurts just to see if he develops into kind of the player that he could be. But I just think that Cousins as a pure passer is much better, much more accurate, much more efficient, all of those things. And so I'm going to take Cousins.
I'm going to take Cousins as well. I think Hurts's running ability allows the Eagles to beat bad teams. I think his lack of passing ability keeps him from beating good teams. And I just don't see, I'm worried that he's just not going to develop that much more as a passer. And unless he develops more as a passer, I just can't trust him. So I agree with you on Cousins. All right.
Well, I'll just say they're going to be fun to watch this year, though. The Eagles are going to be fun to watch. Like, they're going to have a lot of talent. They're going to sling it around. Maybe, they might lose games by throwing interceptions in the end zone at the end of the game or something like that. But they're going to rack up some yards and some points. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, and Hurts is a brilliant runner. I mean, he is a great runner. So they will be fun. And Cousins isn't always fun. But I think we've given you enough different opinions on Cousins today. We'll be back next week to offer more opinions on Kirk Cousins, but we'll also get into I want to talk about people like Wongwu and Irv Smith and Osborne and Ingram and Tomlinson and Seam. And we'll get a bunch of different views from John on the Vikings roster. Thanks for listening to the Viking Update Show, and we'll talk to you next week.